Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, congratulations on 20 years.
Your 10,000 hours and over 20,000 interviews, if you do the math, is about 72 million words of devoted time on your part.
The best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
Best wishes on your 20th anniversary. Of course, you've succeeded because you have the perfect face for radio. Congratulations.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show, in the third decade of the 21st century, now in our 24th year. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp, president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. Pete, tell us about it.
We are a nonprofit, nonpartisan citizen group founded in 1969 to work for lower taxes, simpler taxes, less wasteful government spending, and accountability from public officials at all levels, including the international level.
Mm-hmm. They're very well regarded internationally, folks. I've been there. I've been to an international meeting. I've seen how highly regarded the NTU is around the world. They're doing a lot of good work around the world, and I think this is the kind of thing that we need. We need grassroots understanding of smaller government and more efficient tax policies. Pete, thanks for all the hard work you guys do, NTU.org. Pete, you're going to have, coming up in this new administration and new Congress, you guys are going to have to, I mean, I don't see how you're going to sleep much. There's going to be new tax bills coming out left and right. How are you guys going to defend us against those things?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have the coffee makers going well into the night for the next, for the foreseeable future. And part of it is going to be learning from the experience that we've had over 51 years now in finding alliances, working with actually both sides of the aisle, seeking out opportunities to incrementally change the process on behalf of taxpayers. We lose more than we win, but that's something you have to accept in a movement like this. Mm-hmm. It just is the way it is.
It's like a batting average, right? Three out of ten will get you in the Hall of Fame. So
that's right.
There's something else you guys have been working on that I want you to report on. That is the Tax Rights to Know Act, Taxpayers' Right to Know Act.
Yes.
And your own program that you guys have developed. Go ahead. I forgot the term you guys use for that.
It's called the Taxpayers' Right to Know Act. This is a bill that was included in the 2021 National Defense Authorization Act. That's the bill that sets spending targets and authorizes programs in the national security area. But this legislation actually applies to the entire federal government. It's passed the House of Representatives with bipartisan support several times, but it never made it through the entire process until last month. And we are thrilled because we worked with Democratic Representative Jim Cooper, Republican Tim Walberg, and others to pass it. And what it will do is finally require the federal government to take an inventory of all federal programs. We still do not know how many programs exist in the entire federal government. Can you imagine a business owner being asked, well, what's your inventory looking like, and saying, oh, I don't know, could be this, could be that.
This has been passed, this is on the books now, that to require the government to inventory all the programs, and that shines a light on the ones that we probably don't need anymore, like about three out of four?
That's right. It's going to create this inventory, but equally important, the inventory has to be published in a systematic form online for all of us to access.
Wow.
Now we will
We've
be
never had this before,
from,
have we? This has never existed
that's
before.
That's right. We never have. And now we will finally be speaking from the same set of notes. We will have a common document from which we can have the debate over what's a priority and what isn't. It could be a real game changer, especially in an administration and Congress that might be looking to expand government. We can say, look, before you even think of doing more things, why don't you look at the things you're already doing and consider what you don't need to be doing?
And if you just got to spend money, spend it on something new and get rid of that old thing.
Exactly.
Hey, Pete, good job today. Keep up the good work up there in Washington. And come back soon.
Will do, sir. Take care.
Pete Sepp, ladies and gentlemen, the president of the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. I encourage you to check them out and see what they've got, what they do. Support them. Support the work they do. That they're doing a great job up there for us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.